Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And first of all, we welcome your calls here to 410-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680. Or if you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area and still in Maryland, we invite you to call the 800 line, toll-free, 1-800-922-6680. Same number, WCBM-680, 922-6680. It all translates to the same thing. It gets you into here. We are giving away our second muzzle loader of the season for the month of November. There are five Saturdays in November. The last Saturday will be a pre-recorded show, since that also happens to coincide with the first day of the Maryland deer firearm season. So I will be in a stand somewhere. But we will give that muzzle loader away for November, probably the first week of December, and then another one the first week of December. So we have 4 weeks to get your name and your phone number and get your contact information here. So all you do is call and leave your phone number, and then, you know, you're in the drawing. If you like us on Facebook, after you call in, you get a second chance. You get number two, like a preference point. So that's how that works. Hey, we're in the first day of the two-day junior waterfowl season. The second one is in February. So if your kids are with you in the car and you're headed out to do some goose or duck hunting today, well, we welcome your calls. We'd love to talk to the kids and hear how, you know, what gun they're shooting and where they're going and what they're targeting today. So it's going to be a good day for kids and waterfowl, and we want to talk to them. So if you're in the car headed that way, give us a call right now at 410-922-6680 anytime throughout this hour. Coming up next hour is, let's see, I want to say his name correctly, DNR's Eric Zlakovich. Zlakovich, I believe I'm saying that correctly. And he's going to be talking about good places to fish in Maryland, hot spots centered around the artificial reef program. And there are a number of these areas in the bay and offshore where we can find fish. So a very interesting program and a lot of history there. So we're going to talk to Eric coming up the next hour. So, and take your phone calls also. So there we are, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Who was our first caller that did not want to go on the air? Yes, she did. Did she give us her address? Maybe she should do that. But I will call her within a couple of days, and we'll get her address, and we'll get that out to her. So, yes, that was the second prize, by the way. Emily gets her gun, signed edition by the author. So, you know, we tried unsuccessfully to call the bear hotline last week. That was rather embarrassing, but you know what? At the end of the day, the bear season ended on Saturday. Just did, because it was the end of the season. Not that the allocation had been reached. Nope, it sure wasn't. I think it's the first time in history we haven't had the bear allocation hit prior to the season closing. I think that's pretty much it. But here's where we are. Let's see. I did not bookmark this article. DNR will issue this year 380 hunting permits with a quota of 95 to 130 bears. 95 to 130 bears. That was the target number. That number keeps increasing because our bear population keeps increasing. Now, bear population actually doubled in 5 years in Western Maryland from 2006 to 2011, according to DNA studies that were done by the bear team out there. But here's the wrap-up for the Maryland black bear season. 2013 season was closed at 9 p.m. on Saturday. 94 bears. Well, it looks like they missed it, missed a quota by one. were taken to mandatory check stations in western Maryland. The bear hunting season lasted 6 days in Garrett and Allegheny County. The average live weight of bears taken this year was 142 pounds. Mark Martin of Oakland took the largest bear of the season, a 392-pound male. 94 bears taken, 70 from Garrett County, 24 from Allegheny County. 70% of the bears were taken on private land. 748 hunters participated in the hunt, and 3,504 hunters applied for a permit. The Maryland Natural Resources Police investigated 13 locations for suspected illegal bait. Hunters were observed at seven of those locations and charged with hunting black bears with the aid of bait. You know, if you can't do it fair, don't do it. NRP charged a total of 19 individuals with various violations during the 2013 bear season. Charges included failure to wear fluorescent orange. Why? Bears can't see it anyway. Bears can barely see you. Failure to maintain visual contact with members of your hunting party and hunting black bears with the aid of bait. Following individuals were charged during the 2013 hunt. If you don't want your name read on the radio, don't violate the law. Shane Lawson Bussard, 33, Clear Spring. Steve Lawson Bussard, 65. Father and son, perhaps. Johnny Allen Kreitz, 41, of Queen Anne. Jeffrey Michael DeSetti, 55, of Choosville. Paul Richard Douglas, 55, of Belair. Bruce Allen Douglas, 47, of Baltimore. James Edward Gwynn, 45, of Mount Savage. Tammy Sue Morgan of Swanton. Terry Dale Morgan of Swanton. Oh, family affair here. Families of scofflaws. Families of bear baiters and violators. Bear baiters and violators. I like that. Charles Elmer Nace Jr., 85, of Glen Burnie. Charles Elmer Nace III of Glen Burnie. 85. Nicholas Manuel Quinones of Fairplay, he's 42. Eugene Riggleman, 48, of Union Bridge. Mark Edward Rodehever, Clinton Eugene Riggleman. Mark Edward Rodehever, of 44, of McHenry. Timothy William Sadlier, 43, of LaVale. Jeremy Thomas Sines, 26, of Swanton. Michael Albert Waschhauser, 63, of Hagerstown. Robert Henry Wall, 64, of Centerville. And Michael John Woolard, 51, of Hagerstown. Just for you, boys. Of course, you know, everybody's innocent until found guilty. But hey.
Never meaning no harm.
I just put some donuts out there for the bears. I thought they'd like a little snack.
Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Orange? What orange?
Straight
we don't
the
need
curves.
No stinking orange.
Flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Well, officer, I couldn't see my hunting buddy in the tree stand. I couldn't get down there to take a leak. That's why I couldn't see him just when you came up.
Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
No, honestly, I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. You know, we were having a snack in the... Bacon? What bacon? Gunter Towson, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine. How about you? I want to thank you for all the nice shows you put on. Even though I'm not a hunter, I enjoy it whenever I can listen to it. I have a question. You mentioned that the bear hunter, they had to wear orange. Do they have to wear orange also when they go deer hunting?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, that's a requirement. International
they
orange.
Do?
Yes, yes.
Even if they stay in the stand?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir, because, yes, it's a very safe thing to do. In Maryland, you're required to wear either a full orange cap or a blaze orange vest front and back and or a full garment above the waist, either or.
How much does it cost anybody who goes against that law?
I'm not sure what the fine is. That's a good question. It's just stupid, though. Why would you risk, if you're going to be either on the ground or even in a even in a tree stand, why would you risk your life so that because you think the deer, you know, or you're getting an advantage over the deer by being camouflaged.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, anyway, I just was wondering about that.
Yeah, now bow hunters don't need to wear orange, and turkey hunters don't need to wear orange.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, but turkey hunters, if they're hunting in a ground blind, anybody who's hunting in a ground blind must have an orange square on the ground blind so that people understand that, you know, that's a ground blind and that's there for a reason and they're not going to be shooting into some structure.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gunter. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Frank in Easton. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
What's up, brother?
Well, first of all, as much as I hate to admit this, I know for a fact that the fine for not wearing orange is $200 maximum.
Ah, sounds like the voice of experience.
Yeah, you may remember a couple years ago I called and let you know that.
I do remember that, Frank, yes.
Yeah, I was hunting by myself. I'd left the stuff home, and I thought, well, nobody will be on the property. But the DNR officer's angle was, suppose somebody trespassed and you didn't know.
Yeah, exactly. They always have a reason. Yeah. They always have an answer for you. Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that we are brothers of different mothers and friends of different fathers, and hopefully you'll be hunting with me this spring.
Well, let's see what happens. That sounds like a plan. We should do that.
All right.
Been a while.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank.
Car now.
What's that?
Get ready to step from the car now with bow in hand.
All right. Well, good luck out there.
Take care, Val.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. There goes Frank. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. So what do you think about this? I mean, every year there seems to be people who are caught baiting. Oh, they're so far back in there, they're so remote, you know, that they're not going to get caught, and, you know. And normally what happens is these guys know where they're going to hunt. They get picked in, you know, in August. So they go up and explore the territory, and they start baiting the bears right now to get them in there. And, you know, it's bear bait can be anything. Corn, donuts, carcasses, roadkill. You know, it doesn't matter. Just can't do it. Just illegal here in Maryland. Now, you know, you can bait deer year-round if you want. I mean, you know, so you can only kill them certain times a year. But bears are a totally different thing. It's a limited season, and, you know. All right, let's take a short break. We'll be right back after this. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
News, sports, traffic and weather, and the hot issues of the day. Don't miss Maryland's Wake-Up Call. Sean and Frank, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring, bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into.
Let's talk to Gary in Arbutus. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Hi. You remember a TV show? I think it came on Saturdays. Kirk Gowdy and American Sportsman.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes, indeed. And it was Sunday, I believe. And Bing Crosby and Phil Harris and those guys hunting geese in Chestertown and. Lefty Cray and Jimmy Dean fishing for salmon, and I remember that show. Kurt Gowdy was the host of the whole deal, and always had some celebrity on there. Ted Williams was on there a lot.
Even William Shatner.
William Shatner, yeah, William Shatner's a bow hunter. A lot of people didn't know that.
Huh.
Yep, exactly.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, that it?
What's that?
What else do you have to say? Hello. That was a short conversation. Let's talk to John in Timoni. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, brother?
All right. What's up?
Hey, my pipes haven't woken up yet. Look, I had a very interesting, this is going back, I'm in a very sketchy area, and I didn't know when those guys got busted for bear baiting and hunting bear illegal. Did they have a sentence with them, or were they just arrested?
What do you mean, do they have a sentence?
I mean, did they already go to court?
No, not yet. No. As always, you know, when I name them, they've been arrested. They just haven't been. They haven't had a court appearance yet. By the way.
Oh, okay.
No.
Because we have to, as a community, have to. Now, I got a story about this. Have to go to the judges and let them know. One of my dearest friend's father is a judge for Anne Arundel County. He's retired now. And he's quite up there in the years. Matter of fact, he could be listening.
Morning, Judge.
Huh?
I said morning, Judge.
Yeah, good morning, Judge. Good morning, Donald. Anyhow, he was going through court and having court, and all of a sudden one of the other judges who was new to the bench, you know, sent him a note that she needs to talk to him. So they go into their chambers, and she asks him what is, jack-lighting deer. And he explains, and he says, well, you go up to deer in the middle of the night, and you shine your light on them, and it freezes them, and then you lean over your car, and you shoot the deer, and you take it. And she couldn't figure out, and she looks at him, and she says, well, how else is he going to do this?
Yeah, see, that is part of the problem. There's no question about it. But the good news is that Baltimore County has joined a growing list of counties who are now taking one day a month in hearing natural resources cases. Just last Friday, Baltimore County had their first hearing on natural resource violations in Maryland. And, we need this for every county. See, here's what I've said long ago. Back in Pennsylvania in the counties, when you were caught doing something that required more than just a citation, you were hauled before a magistrate right away. Could have been the middle of the night. And the magistrate would then hear the situation and issue a further action or, collect your fine or whatever it might be at the time, but issue a ruling. So I've been saying for almost 25 years that we need a magistrate system when it comes to natural resource violations, okay? In other words, you get caught shooting over the limit with geese or baiting bears or whatever it might be, you come out of the field and you go to a magistrate right then, right there, and, but we don't have enough guys to enforce our natural resources laws as it is. I've got two stories here. NRP boosts enforcement as oystering kicks into high gear. NRP issues one citation and 25 warnings as start of oyster power dredging season. Okay, so our natural resource police resources are focused on the water. They're focused on guys who are poaching the oysters because the oysters is the governor's pet program.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, you're not going to get a press release prior to the firearms deer season that says NRP ramps up enforcement watching for violations during the deer firearm season. Never hear that one, do you?
No, you don't.
How about NRP increases patrols during the waterfowl opener? Don't hear that one either, do you?
Nope.
Why?
Why? Because it's not government funded. And it's not
government. No, that's nothing. That has nothing to do with it. No, nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. There's plenty of officers out there, and they do a hell of a job with what they're given. But the focus is not on our land-based natural resources. Our focus is on oysters, striped bass, commercial fishermen. And the rest of the population that far, far, far outnumbers commercial watermen and oystermen, if you figure that there's a class of people who are scofflaws and violators and believe that poaching is okay in their heart across the board in all aspects, of our society, and hunters are made up of all different, folks in our society. It's a cross section, let's say. So let's say we've got more deer hunters in the woods on the first Saturday after Thanksgiving than any other time. Wouldn't you think that enforcement would be ramped up? Well, it happens to coincide with the oyster season. You see?
Yeah. I see your point. But once they get caught, I don't really see much of anything happening.
Oh, well, indeed. Here's what's happened in our state. And fishing now, in the Fisheries Service, when somebody goes to court and they appear before the judge and they pay their fine, all right, then that, of course, goes on their record. Now, once that's done and they've got a guilty plea, and when you pay your fine, that's a guilty plea, once you're found guilty, then the department itself, through its administrative department, can look at that violation and enact further penalties. So they can suspend your license, they can suspend your permit, they can receive property, they can take your gear or whatever it might be. And that happened in fisheries. That started in, I think, 2011, I believe. No,
really?
No, maybe 2009. It was earlier than 2011. But anyway, in 2012, then we had the Wildlife Poaching Prevention Act for wildlife. So if you're caught baiting bears, or if you're caught jacklighting deer, if you're caught hunting without a license, those violations are given a second look through the administrative process. Okay, and then again. like the Wildlife Violators Compact. I don't know if anybody knows what that is, but there's 30-some states that are hooked into a database, and if you get caught poaching deer in Maryland and you're found guilty, your name gets entered into the Wildlife Violators Compact.
Right.
All right, and if you want to go hunt in Colorado, let's say you get caught with an illegal deer, you get caught again, Jack Lighten, and that's enough to suspend your license for a year.
Okay. Right.
Well, you go, screw that, I'm not hunting in Maryland anymore. You go to apply to Pennsylvania to hunt, or you go out to want to hunt in Colorado. They pull up your name on the Wildlife Violators Compact, all those member states, and guess what? If your license is suspended in Maryland, you ain't hunting in Colorado.
That's great.
Yeah. I mean, there's enough tools in the toolbox out there.
I didn't know they could come back after you pleaded guilty and have somebody look at it.
Yeah, they give it a...
Wait a minute here. She didn't understand what this guy was really doing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's perfect. Thank you, sir.
All right, see you.
Have a good day, bud.
Yep, bye-bye.
First blinds.
All righty, thanks. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, people don't understand the weapons that we have. We just don't have the personnel. We don't have the boots on the ground for the NRP to patrol and do what they need to do. I mean, look, they got 19 people out of 300 and some permittees that were charged with, 700. We got 19 of them that were violating the law up there. I read their names for different violations. Hunter, not wearing hunter orange, not having visual contact between hunters, which is the law, and then baiting, I don't know which is the more serious. For your personal safety, I would say not wearing orange is the most serious. There's one thing I wish they would do, and that would be make safety harnesses mandatory if you're gonna climb a tree stand. I just think that's something you should do. Now, there's little piddling violations too. I forgot to put my confirmation number on my deer harvest card. I put it in there, but I just forgot to register. It's confirmed. I mean, I registered my deer with the telecheck system, but I just forgot to put it on my card. It was raining, my license was in the truck, that kind of excuse. But the law is the law, so you do it. So, anyway, maybe you agree with me, maybe you don't agree with me, I don't know, but you can or you cannot. I mean, there's all kinds of news. The Maryland Natural Resources Police charged 8 people with various violations in Anne Arundel, Garrett, and Washington counties this month. 8 people, okay, in a month. 8 in a month. Anne Arundel County, Shadyside Waterman, serving 30 days in the Anne Arundel County Detention Center, found guilty of multiple fishing violations. John Edward Smith, 34, repeat offender, natural resources laws, was also sentenced to 2 years probation in order to pay a $450 fine on charges of fishing without a license, failing to have a commercial title fish license, and transporting fish without a title fish license. Officers patrolling near Shadyside on March 17th encountered Smith aboard his 28-foot vessel, who told them he was commercially fishing for white perch in the West River. He told officers that his license had expired. A records check indicated that Smith had already been found guilty in April of 2012 for failing to attend a drift gill net, which subjected him to increased penalties under the 2010 state law. Smith was found guilty of all 3 charges and began serving his sentence on October 18th. As a part of an overall focus on enforcement efforts to better protect Maryland's public fishery resources, DNR also established a tougher penalty system for commercial fishing violations. Previously, a waterman had to receive multiple convictions before the department could impose a suspension. The new system allows the agency to impose suspensions for a single conviction. Additionally, the state increased the penalty for engaging in commercial fishing with a suspended license, a revoked license, or without a license, establishing a fine of up to $25,000 and imprisonment for up to 1 year. Albert in Chestertown. Good morning, Albert. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, man?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I love your show, man.
Well, I appreciate that.
I mean, you know, I wake up to you every Saturday morning.
Right.
That's great. Now, look, my question is, now, How about a dish? Do, I have one.
Do what now?
Albino deer.
Albino deer. Okay, yeah.
Albino deer.
Yeah.
Are they good luck or bad luck?
Well, it depends. For the, well, for the deer, it's bad luck if you shoot them.
Yeah, well, pretty much. But I'm wondering, you know, should I go ahead and take it out or should I just go ahead and leave it?
Well, here's the deal. I don't believe in luck.
You don't believe in luck?
Nope.
I mean...
Nope.
No luck at all.
Nope. I mean, I use the term, hey, I was lucky today, but what I really mean is I was blessed today.
I mean, but they're pretty, right?
Well, yeah, they're pretty sometimes. I've seen some pretty ugly piebald deer. Now, is this deer pure white, or is that brown spots on it?
Well, it's three-quarters.
It's got brown on it. Okay, it's what they call a piebald deer. Okay, it has the albino genetics, okay? The pure white albino has the pink nose, the pink eyes, and is purely without melanin in its skin.
Yeah, the melanin. Yeah, I understand that.
All right, a piebald deer has the albino gene present, okay? But it is usually a result of inbreeding. That trait comes out when there are too many deer in the herd. Okay, so take that into consideration. The piebald deer, potentially deaf, potentially arthritic. Most of them have a overbite or an undershot lower jaw, so to speak. A lot of them are infertile, can't reproduce. Now, I mean, I've seen some magnificent piebald bucks, you know, some really nice ones, but for the most part, they're inferior genetically, and you really don't want them breeding with the rest of the deer. Okay, but that's up to you. You do what you want. I've got a friend who's got two in his hunting territory, and you know, there's one's a, I think a 4-point, one's a 3-point, and you know, yeah, they're not the prettiest thing, you know, but he's waiting until they get a little bigger, and then he'll take them out. He wants to see what the antler potential is. They're not.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Did I answer your first one? Did I answer your first one?
You know anything about marsh deer?
About what?
Marsh deer.
You mean sika deer?
No, well, the marsh deer, they got the clipped feet.
The clipped?
I've got a couple of them that had cleft hoofs.
Cleft hoofs.
Cleft hoofs, yes. They was almost looked like a horse's hoof.
All deer have cleft hoofs.
No.
They do.
But they was like flat.
Oh, you mean like upturned?
Yes.
Yeah, it comes from.
From walking in the water.
Well, I don't know about walking in the water, but it comes from not doing enough with their feet. I don't know if that's a genetic trait or not. I've seen those deer. I've shot one of those deer.
Well, I was just wondering, you know, if it was, you know, normal around here or what?
Well, you can find them anywhere. I mean, I've seen them in Baltimore County, and I know guys have seen pictures of them, some of them from the butcher shop. You know, they come in, you know, and that's what, if they're not in an environment where they're wearing down their hooves, you know, the chitin, it's like not clipping your fingernails. You know what I mean? If they're not normal wear and tear on those hooves,
on something hard, just like walking a dog on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll tell you what, it was still good meat, though.
What's that? Oh yeah, of course.
It was still good meat.
No question. All right, Albert. Appreciate the call,
all right,
buddy.
Man, thank you, bud.
Thank you. See ya. 410 will be CBM 680. We're going to take a break. I want to tell you, first of all, about Clyde Sports Shop, though. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Just in there the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, I was talking to Bill and Mr. Clyde, and we talked about the Browning firearms, the new A5 from Browning, the semi-automatic recoil-operated shotgun. Billy really, really likes his, and, you know, was telling me it'll eat any shell that you put in there. 2 3/4, 3-inch, heavy loads, maximum loads, whatever, you know, magnum loads. It is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. And this year, the A5 has been reintroduced It has a 100,000 rounds or 5-year guarantee. The kinematic drive system, it's ergo balanced, it's light, it doesn't recoil very heavily. The Vector Pro Length & Co. Force & Cones also receives a bunch of different, chokes. Yeah, you know, different varieties of chokes. Now, let's not forget about the BPS pump shotgun either. That comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models. There's also 12 and 20-gauge rifled barrel for deer models. I picked up one of the 20-gauge deer models yesterday at Clyde's, and sweet gun. Then there's the Maxxis, an autoloader in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The Gold Light 10-gauge, if you want to go that route. And if you're into shooting sports, the 725 Satori Sporting Clays or the BT-99 trap gun. And then, of course, the X-Bolt high-powered rifle available if you hunt in a rifle county in all calibers, magnums and short magnums available. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call at 410-242-6108. Visit the website clydesports.com. And don't forget, they have a full line of gunsmithing services, fish and tackle, and archery supplies, too. Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. Hey, I heard from Bill Merkel the other day. He told me that they're now open by appointment only on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and they're open Thursday through Mondays. Everything else is good to go. But just if you want your live crabs or your oysters on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, you need to call them and make an appointment. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blame
the... All right. Well, folks, I got involved in something I'd like you to hear about. It's called Maryland Jerky for the Troops. And we're starting to promote this in the next issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. It's coming out next week. It'll be our biggest issue, by the way, and a lot of great information in there. But Dave Levitt, who is partners in Delmarva Southern Cafe, Delmarva Brands, they've got three restaurants, one in Sterling, Virginia, one in Leesburg, and one downtown on Boston Street, 3500 Boston Street, Delmarva Southern Cafe. You may have heard them advertised on the air here from time to time. But this fall, U.S. troops stationed in Afghanistan will get a new addition to their care packages, venison jerky. Two Maryland entrepreneurs, that would be me of Ellis Outdoors, and Dave Levitt of Delmarva Brands, have created Maryland jerky for the troops to send troops a taste of home while they are stationed overseas. In its trial year this year, the program will take place during the 2013-2014 Maryland deer season. Maryland hunters and butchers are encouraged to participate by donating 1 pound of venison jerky from their deer. That's it. Maryland Jerky for the Troops will pick up all the donations at the various butcher shops and send them to deployed soldiers. And if you don't have a deer and you'd like to help that program, if you send us $20 and it's not tax deductible, that will pay to ship 15 pounds of jerky to troops in Afghanistan. Friends or family of deployed service members may also contact Maryland Jerky for the Troops to request that packages be sent to specific soldiers. The idea developed from our love of the outdoors and Dave's close connections to the military. In March 2011, my son's best friend was sent to Afghanistan on a year-long deployment. I taught Joey how to hunt and fish. While he was away, he asked if I could send him some venison jerky for him and his friends. The troops love getting jerky because it's easy to carry, and that's where the idea came from, said Levitt. Levitt's son, Christopher, also deployed with the Army's 101st Sustainment Brigade. Sustainment Brigade as a combat medic in May of this year. Now that hunting season is here, said Dave, I want to give other hunters a chance to help out the troops. So, since Dave and I deer hunt together on occasion, we have dinner every now and then, we were talking, Dave mentioned the idea and I immediately said yes to the idea. I think that our servicemen and women lay it all on the line to defend our freedoms, including our freedom to hunt. So, yes, I've got the connections with the butchers. I've got the connections with the hunters, our listening audience, and, in the Outdoors and Radio Show and also Maryland Hunting Quarterly. So I'm sure we can launch this year's program with some level of confidence, and I'm appealing to you, if you'd like to support this, support our troops and send some delicious venison jerky to our troops in Afghanistan. The address is Maryland Jerky for the Troops, or just Maryland Jerky if you want. P.O. Box 1402, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. And if you want to donate jerky, just contact your local deer processor or contact me at ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. And we're going to be working together with Delmarva Southern Cafe here in Baltimore. We're going to set up a meet and greet for the folks that want to come and have a good breakfast, and we'll donate some of the. Dave will donate some of the proceeds to from the day to the Maryland Jerky for the Troops. So, you know, it's a good cause. It's going to give those guys overseas a taste of home, something they don't normally get. And if you can help us, it would be appreciated. I'm not twisting anybody's arm. I'm just out asking, and I'm just putting it out there so that you know if you want to do something. For our troops in Afghanistan, you can do that. If you like to hunt and you like the taste of jerky, why not send a pound or two over to our hardworking troops who are fighting for our freedoms? So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, 410-WCBM-680. Give us a call here. I'm surprised we don't have more people entering the muzzleloader contest, but that's up to you. Name and phone number, go on the air, say hi. That's all you got to do. Name and phone number, go on the air, and say hi. Next hour, we'll talk with our producer, but I think we'll be able to take some calls where you don't have to go on the air and get your name in the contest. You can also email me to get into the contest, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you entered in October, you are not entered for November. Everything stops when we do the drawing, and you got to call in and do it all over again. That's right. You don't carry over from one month to the next, so... Excuse me, that's how that happens. So, All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We've been talking about that. Oh, look at that. Phone line's lighting up now. How about that? Yeah. All right. Well, while you're answering the phones there, Brian, we'll take a little break and take our final break of the hour, and then we'll come back and wrap it up. Go ahead.
Buck Bomb introduces new products that will attract deer and improve your odds. The new Ambush all-season deer scent comes in a larger can that gives you 33% more Buck Bomb for the same low price. Use it on every hunt. The Cornholer is a corn-based attractant that screws into the ground. Deer have to paw and gnaw to get it. That brings them back time after time. Now, Pathfinder is an invisible spray, except your flashlight, that you spray on trees to mark your trail into your stand. You can't see it in the daylight, so no one else can find your favorite spot except you. It lasts for months until it slowly fades away. And fishermen, you can try the new Fish Bomb Menhaden Quick Slick, makers of Buck Bomb. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer or order online at buckbomb.com or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive. But in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, drive home with me, Sean Hannity, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. Here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, a little time left. Let's talk to Glenn in Annapolis. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Yeah, doing good. Hi. Quick question for you. I'm probably like a bunch of other hunters, too busy making a living, trying to put food on the table and to get to hunting. But my question is, I miss deer meat and fresh venison and bear meat and such. Where do I get that other than frozen cubes in the supermarket, maybe?
You're not going to get it.
Okay.
You can't buy it because venison it's illegal to sell venison in Maryland. If you have a friend who's a hunter, ask him to, you know, take care of a deer for you and get it processed and pay the processing fee and get it that way.
Yeah, okay. I hear, you know, the hunters for the hungry and everything, and must be feeding.
That goes to the Maryland Food Bank and does go to feed hungry people, not you, Glenn.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the
All right, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wesley.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about the CVA muzzleloader.
Yes, sir.
My son is getting ready to start hunting. We've been looking at muzzleloaders.
Yep.
And, that's one of the ones he's got his eye on.
Yep.
That Wolf.
That's a nice gun. That's the one we're giving away, actually.
Okay, and that's what I thought I had heard that
yep.
last month. I didn't realize it was still going on this month.
Yep, 3 months, November and December. So
very, very good.
Yep, but that's a nice gun, a reasonably priced gun. It's got the Bergera barrel, and I recommend any of the CVA products.
Okay, because as I was going to say, I've always used Tradition.
Sure.
And, I didn't know anything about CVA, but that's a good name.
Oh, yeah, go to CVA.com and check it out.
Okay.
They've got comparisons there, too, if you like.
Oh, all right. All
yep.
right, great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Alan.
All right.
I got to say real quick, thank you so much for your program. You're like the only guy out there that I can listen to on the radio that's got anything about hunting and fishing, and I really love it.
Got thank it. So okay, much. Buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye. There he goes. Chuck in Hampstead. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Alan.
How are you?
Pretty good.
What's up?
I'm on the way to the deer blind this morning.
Oh, well, good for you. Well, good luck out there.
Thanks. I hope I need some, so.
See, I say good luck, although I don't believe in it. Be blessed.
Yeah, I know.
Be
I know.
Blessed.
What's that?
Be blessed.
I can't hear.
Be blessed. Blessed.
Oh, be blessed.
B-L-E-S-S-E-D.
Oh, yeah.
Be blessed.
Yes, I heard you there.
Thank you, Chuck.
Hey.
Yo. Murphy, good morning.
Yes.
Hurry up.
Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to enter the contest.
Okay, you're in, buddy. You're in. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye. And there's the music. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about Maryland's Aquatic Reef Program. I think we'll let you go ahead and call. Whittle after the news, start to call. We'll get the producer on that. Who's it? What's his name? Ryan, right? Is that his name? What's his name? Nick. Yeah. I can never remember Nick. I don't know why. New guy. It only takes me about 3 months to get the new guy's name down right. Nick. He'll take your calls for the muzzleloader contest. You won't have to go on the air because we'll be interviewing Eric from Fisheries. So get out, stay out, stay safe. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.